From the Cradle to the Empty Grave, Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, presented by Pastor Gregory Seltz.
Before the Jewish Court, Friday, April 7th, 2017. Our text, Luke 22, verse 66. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together both chief priests and scribes. While Peter's outside denying Jesus, the men holding Jesus in custody are mocking and beating him. They blindfold him, slap his face, and demand him to tell them who has struck him. Through all the abuse, Jesus remains silent. When day comes, they lead him before the Jewish high court. Then they challenge him. If you are the Christ, tell us. Jesus knows they aren't interested in the truth. They only want a charge to level at him. Pointing out their stubborn indifference, he says, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer." Then he answers their question with power and majesty. "From now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." Indeed, he is the Messiah, but he is not the earthly king they expect. He is the exalted Messiah of the Scriptures, the Son of God and the Son of Man, who rules in power and glory from the Father's right hand in heaven. He is God who will be their judge on the last day. To be clear, the court demands, "Are you the Son of God?" Jesus answers, "You say that I am." His answer sounds evasive in our English, but not in Luke's Greek. Jesus affirms the words they have spoken are true. It's as if he's saying, "It's as you say. He is the Son of God." The Jewish high court condemns Jesus for claiming to be God's son. But time is running short. Soon the city will be awake and the dreaded crowds will return. They need Jesus on the cross before all that happens. So they rush him off to the Roman governor. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, despite their doubts and hostility, you fearlessly revealed the truth to the Jewish leaders. Give me faith to believe you are God's son, ruling at his right hand. Amen.